This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website. Hi, this is Finn, and I've got some special language for you today. And how about this? I might even save you some money. Learn English and save money? Well, today we're talking about haggling. Now, that's what we do when we're trying to buy something for a cheaper price, like at a market or on holiday. Haggling is, of course, very common in many different cultures. Here in the UK, people do haggle, but they don't really do it in big shops. You might hear it maybe at a market, or as we're going to hear, if you're buying something expensive, like a second-hand car. Now, Rob is looking for a good deal. But will Neil, who's selling, be happy with the price? Let's listen. And while you do, listen out for a particular phrase. Instead of saying, "Could you sell it for?" what does Rob say?
Excuse me, how much for the Vauxhall over there?
Oh, the Vauxhall. Oh, yeah, that's a bargain. £700.
700?
Yeah. It costs you at least 800 anywhere else.
Could you do it for 500?
500? No, sorry, no. I can sell this car for 700, I'm sure of it.
I've got the cash. You couldn't do it for 550?
No.
You couldn't do it a bit cheaper, could you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could probably do it for about 650.
Okay, let's pause their haggling right there. Did you hear the phrase Rob used? Instead of saying, "Could you sell it for £500?" Rob said,
"Could you do it for 500?"
Do it. Simple, huh? Could you do it for 500?
Could you do it for 500?
You could also say, "Can you do it for £500?" Can rather than could. But could is a little bit more polite. Listen to these examples of it as well. You can use it in the negative with couldn't.
You couldn't do it for 550. You couldn't do it a bit cheaper, could you?
You couldn't do it for 550. You couldn't do it a bit cheaper, could you? Now remember, haggling goes both ways, and the seller will use lots of language to keep the price high. So did you notice the language Neil used? He called it a bargain. Now that's a good price. And he said it would cost more in other shops.
Oh, the Vauxhall. Oh, yeah, that's a bargain. £700.
700?
Yeah. It costs you at least 800 anywhere else.
But Rob is persistent. He doesn't give up. He's succeeded in getting the price down by £50 already. You could say, Neil has knocked off £50. Now, knocked off means he's taken the price down by £50. Now, let's listen to the end of their conversation, the end of their haggling. How much does Neil knock off in the end?
I'll tell you what, I could probably do it for about 650.
650?
650, yeah.
650.
You can't say fairer than that.
Well, is that really your best price?
It's my best price, 650. Come on.
I've got all the cash here. I haven't got 650. I've got 600. I'll give you 600 for it.
630. How about that? 630. I've just knocked off another £20.
It's too much. I haven't got that kind of money. Look, I saw it down the road for 600. In fact, I think I might go there and buy it. Thanks anyway.
Hang on. Let's not be silly here. I'll tell you what. 600.
600. It's a deal.
Go on then.
So how much did Neil knock off? Well, the final price was £600 and it started at £700. So he knocked off £100. How did Rob do this? Well, he used another good phrase. I haven't got that kind of money.
It's too much. I haven't got that kind of money.
And he also did something I always do if I'm haggling and I can't get the price down. He started to walk away.
I saw it down the road for 600. In fact, I think I might go there and buy it. Thanks anyway.
Hang on.
It's a bit naughty, isn't it? But it tends to work. Anyway, finally they reached a deal. And what did Neil say at the very end?
600.
600. It's a deal.
Go on, then.
Go on, then. Now, you'll often hear this in spoken English, in a haggling situation like this. So if you hear it, well done, your haggling has been successful, and it's time to pay up.
600.
600. It's a deal.
Go on, then.
And that's it for this time, but let me know if you manage to use any of this language next time you haggle. You might even save some money. I'll leave you with their conversation one last time.
Excuse me, how much for the Vauxhall over there?
Oh, the Vauxhall. Oh, yeah, that's a bargain. £700.
700?
Yeah. It costs you at least 800 anywhere else.
Could you do it for 500?
500? No, sorry, no. I can sell this car for 700, I'm sure of it.
I've got the cash. You couldn't do it for 550?
No.
You couldn't do it a bit cheaper, could you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could probably do it for about 650.
650?
650, yeah.
650.
You can't say fairer than that.
Well, is that really your best price?
It's my best price, 650. Come on.
I've got all the cash here. I haven't got 650. I've got 600. I'll give you 600 for it.
630. How about that? 630. I've just knocked off another £20.
It's too much. I haven't got that kind of money. Look, I saw it down the road for 600. In fact, I think I might go there and buy it. Thanks anyway.
Hang on. Let's not be silly here. I'll tell you what. 600.
600. It's a deal.
Go on then.
That was BBC Learning English.